Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Yeah. Wow. Look at here. Wow. Oh my gosh, we have her. We have the queen.
You turn me off.
Queen of college football here, Laura Rutledge. Is Craig in the studio yet, by the way, too?
Yes,
Craig's
here.
Good morning, how are you? Hang tight, Craig. We've got we don't have her very long. Laura Rutledge joins us. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Listen.
How are you guys?
One of the things I was bragging on you yesterday is you are such a grinder. You were here last night till like 8 o'clock.
We didn't get off the air till 9.
Till 9. And you were shooting a special ESPN show. You and Paul and Jordan.
Jordan. And we actually had everybody. Roman.
Yeah.
Greg McElroy. Can't leave him out. He'll be mad at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a little simulcast on SEC Network and ESPN, too. So it was cool to do that. That's a new thing that we've added. Last year we did it for the first time, and then we did it this year for the second time. It's like a little primetime special that we're doing. But, yeah, long day.
I don't think anybody realizes how much you do. You've got the premier NFL show, NFL Live, on ESPN every day.
Yeah.
You're doing SEC stuff during the year. You're doing sideline reporting for both. You do that just for NFL, right? Sideline.
Yeah, and we did some college.
You did just
last
a few,
year,
okay?
All right. Cool. Like if it's a big game, sometimes they'll hit me up and say, "All right, we're adding you to this game."
And, yes. And then you have Reese and Jack, your kids.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you're a mom, so I don't know how. And you never look tired.
Oh,
you always
goodness.
Have a smile on your face. So.
I can't believe. I mean, I'm stunned how beautiful she is this early in the morning.
Well, that's just makeup. You know,
HR. And Laura, I'm going to post this on Facebook, but I'm also going to tag my wife and tell her, oh, this is my new girlfriend.
Oh, Randy, stop it.
I just want you to know that.
Stop it, Randy.
Oh.
Your wife, listen. She's a lucky woman, but you're a lucky man. So don't worry about me getting in the middle of that.
Did I ever tell you, Laura, when we brought you to the Touchdown Club,
I had two
women come up to me after and were very angry at me about my Q&A with you.
Why?
They said that they thought it was inappropriate that I spent time talking with you about your going to China doing your ballet.
The ballet. Yeah.
I said, why didn't you talk to her about the football season? I said, I'm telling about her story. That was an important part of your story.
Goodness.
And so I think it's interesting what people choose to say. What are you allowed to talk about? For example, you posted that yesterday, a picture of your outfit, the red outfit,
yeah.
The first day. And there's an article about you and your outfit.
They're jealous.
It goes on to say, it starts describing your outfit.
I know, isn't that funny?
Well, again, people want every part they can get of you.
I told y'all, that was my,
Razorback
I was wearing
red.
Some Razorback red for you guys. I just wore it, a few days before the Hogs got to town.
Yes.
But, no, it is weird. I mean, here's my thing. Like, I really don't care what people want to talk about. And, and to me, when it comes to telling my story or what's happened, I'm like, golly, I'm lucky to do any of this. So if any piece of it could benefit somebody or, I don't know, be interesting to them, I'm all about that. And obviously, we talk football. We talk football all the time.
All the time.
You know?
Which is more challenging for you. We had Kirk Herbstreit at the Touchdown Club a couple of years. It was the first year he was doing the NFL. And you've got it is... Your workload is heavy. Which is the more demanding on you, your show, the NFL show, the live show, or the college work you're doing?
Well, it's funny because I would have thought it would have been the NFL show because that's daily. And I'm a college girl, so coming from
University
college football.
Of Florida. Yep.
Yeah, and college football had been my background. I mean, that's what I started in. So to kind of learn the NFL, I thought would be a lot more difficult. What I found is there's so much crossover because it's so many of the SEC players that we've all covered for all these years.
Right.
So that's been good. And I do that every day. So it's just kind of this working knowledge that grows and expands. College is definitely the heavier lift for me now because it's changed so much.
Yeah.
And every year, I mean, we come to media days and you got to figure out who in the heck's on every team. And I feel like that's true for fans too. Fans, you may be a fan of your team and most of us are diehard fans. So we know about our specific team that we root for. But when you look at the conference as a whole and just having an educated view of college football, you're like, that guy's there, there's a lot of that. So, and for me too, I mean, I just take this very seriously. I never want to just try to like come in and wing it or anything. Because
you do your prep.
Yeah, and I think that's what people deserve. I mean, not only do the fans deserve that, fans have so much information at their fingertips. They can be so knowledgeable. You got to bring something that they don't know or something, a new view on something that, you know, they may find interesting. And then I think the players and their families deserve for us to know about them. They deserve for us to pronounce their names correctly and to have their background stories and, you know, to have that knowledge base that they've earned.
Revision with Lauren Rutledge of ESPN and SEC Network. Talk about the balance you're trying to be as a mom, as a wife, and this huge workload during football season. How do you juggle it all?
Somebody told me one time, I can't remember who said this, but it's like you're juggling a bunch of plates, and you got to let the plastic ones fall to the ground,
and you're
holding on to the glass ones that may break. And so for me, those are my kids first and foremost, and my husband, and trying to do everything I can with them to make that time as intentional as possible when I'm at home. And then it's just like chaos.
right.
And I feel bad because I feel like there may be people that, I don't know, they might look at us and be like, oh, they've got it all figured out. And you know, half the time it's like everybody's pooping at the same time, and you know, you got like a big mess over here, and you're trying. And I'm like, well, I'm supposed to get on this Zoom meeting or whatever, and I'm praying to God that I'm muted and off camera because if anybody saw what was actually going on.
Right.
But to me, it's also like a phase of life that I'm very grateful for, and I know at some point it won't be this chaotic. At some point, I'll be old news. People won't want me to do stuff.
No.
Y'all will be like, well, I'll be begging you to come on your show.
Not quite.
Say, listen, after all these years, y'all have to give me a spot.
You know that will never happen.
But and at that point, I'll be grateful for that too, right? But this is a phase of life that I'm trying to stay in as much gratitude as I possibly can.
Great, but well said. I do want to ask this before we let you go. Attention to every other team here at the SEC. Razorbacks, like, they're just, it's almost like Arkansas is irrelevant when it comes to football. What's the perception right now of Sam Pittman and where he is with the program?
Well, it's disappointing because I feel like on every one of our quarterback graphics, we've got Talen Green on
there,
right? And he deserves to be there.
Right.
But you look at so many departures that this team has this season, and there's a lot of unknown, and I think that's why there's not as much buzz. I'll be interested to see when Coach gets to town and, you know, we kind of see the Razorbacks take over with their time here at Media Days. What comes out of that? Because last year, they exceeded some people's expectations nationally. Now, I realize Razorback fans want more, and they deserve more.
Right.
But they were a team, as always, which people get tired of hearing this, but they were a team that people didn't want to face. And I believe they can be that again because of the strength at quarterback. And he was up and down at times, but he's got a skill set that I think transfers really well to this league. So, to me, you're right, the national perspective, they're not getting talked about enough, but people are talking about Talen Green, and he's somebody that, at least on the SEC Network and ESPN, we're a big fan of, and we're excited to see what he does. And for Coach Pittman, you know, it's another year of what can he make out of the relative unknown, and how can he sort of like disprove people again at Arkansas and try to keep bringing this team to where it needs to be. And again, he's also beloved by the media.
Sure.
He is who he is, right? He'll come in here, he'll be so endearing, but I expect him to come in and again say that he knows that it's not okay to have a losing season, or, you know, he knows the expectations are high, and they are.
Where can folks find you today? What's your schedule like today?
Well, I am about to, right below you guys, is our set.
Right.
So at 9 a.m. after SEC this morning, we kick off SEC Now, and I'll be on there till about 1:30. So, you know, it's bad down there because, like, if you have to pee or something, I can't get up.
Okay.
The guys, they're all down there. They're all down there, and they get up and go leave. Greg McElroy was missing hits, like, earlier this week.
Really?
He's like, where's Greg? We're having to rearrange the chairs
because
he just disappeared. I'm just chained there. So anyway, I'll be waving up to you guys. We've got some other stuff later, but just, you know, on the set for the next 3.5 hours or so, and then we'll see where the day takes us.
Well, DB, I got to say this real quick, DB.
Look at that.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, when Laura was that Cub reporter
for
that Florida radio station,
it was not
Morning Madness. It was Drive Time Sports that interviewed Laura, that launched her career to where she is today.
That's where it all
if
started.
If it had not been for Trey Schaap, Trey went over and said, you need to talk to this rising superstar named Laura Rutledge.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is she?
Well, I think that was Laura McKeeman.
Yeah.
I still have my
makeup. Yeah. And so,
Trey really was so kind to me.
Gosh.
And this was like 2008.
Yeah.
And
right.
I was coming in as a student. I was trying. And it's funny because I see some students walking around here, and we've got a few that are going to come shadow today. Just, it is so cool to see that come full circle. But Trey was the best.
Oh, yeah. You blew us away. We said we got a superstar in Lakey. And so I've been waiting for my royalty all these years later.
I bow down. You
have been, I always said you're one of the hardest working people in the business. You're a class act. You know, we have a Touchdown Club sizzle reel that we have Peyton Manning and Ray Lewis and Brett Favre.
Yeah.
But you will forever be the last one on there for the kind words that you said. We'll bring you back again
in
a few years.
I need to come back.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this because of the present company.
Yeah.
I tell everybody that is the best Touchdown Club.
Well, thank you. Well,
it really is.
You were
and
great.
You do such a great job.
Well, thank you. You were outstanding.
Boom.
You didn't
pay me to say that.
Well, listen, thank you for stepping in. Appreciate
you.
You're the best. Have a great day today.
You too. We'll see you later.
Yeah, we'll see you later. All right. That's Laura Rutledge. What a class act, as we mentioned earlier. Just, you know, works your butt off.